The latest report on Southwest Michigan's economy shows strong numbers. The director of supply chain management research for Grand Valley State University's Seidman College of Business, Brian Long, files monthly reports on the area's economy for the Institute for Supply Management. I spoke with Brian Long about the latest numbers for the economy in the region and the state. How well would you say the economy in Southwest Michigan is performing based on your latest survey?
Well, according to our latest survey, we've just turned in one of the strongest reports we have in over 2 years. Needless to say, we're still digging out of that recession that we got into many, many, many months ago now, but the signs for Southwest Michigan are still very good.
What's contributing to those strong numbers?
Primarily, this recovery is still automotive driven. I know we've said that we want our state to diversify, but we haven't diversified as much yet, and we're still relegated to the old automobile industry that built this state and to a certain extent built the employment base of a lot of the industry as far as the west side of the state of Michigan is concerned. And when automobile sales are good, our automotive parts suppliers do well, and of late, they have done very well.
Now, it's interesting, when I think back to some of your reports from a few years ago, often it would be the case that Southwest Michigan was doing a little better than the rest of Michigan because it wasn't quite as reliant on the auto industry as, say, the southeast part of the state is. But it's still a big enough factor that it's helping things along at this point, correct?
It is indeed still a big enough factor that is the driving force between that and the office furniture business in Grand Rapids, which actually saw a little bit of an uptick this month. And I guess we have to also credit the housing market, because the housing market affects almost all of the economies around the United States, and almost all of the major statistics have been influenced by an upturn not only in housing, but from an industrial standpoint, housing construction. We have a lot of companies on the west side of the state of Michigan that supply the construction industry in various forms. And, of course, those factories have been very much humming and very much doing better than they had anticipated by this time a year ago. And that is driving part of our recovery as well.
But your report also warns us that the national economy is not at the same place where Southwest Michigan's economy is, right?
Regrettably not. Of course, again, coming back to the same thing, the auto industry continues to go beyond where we thought it would go. And, of course, that has helped us locally stay ahead of the rest of the nation. And I guess we have to come back to and look at all of the economy, too. Because the aerospace economy has had its ups and downs, and that's largely West Coast, although we have local suppliers to that industry as well, and that has tapered off some. Most of our export business is off some, too, largely because of Western Europe not doing as well and China not doing as well. And when that happens, of course, we expect that the nation as a whole is probably going to feel it some. And that is exactly what's happening to us now. We're just not as strong nationally as we are locally.
Brian Long is the director of supply chain management research for Grand Valley State University's College of Business. He also files monthly reports on Southwest Michigan's economy for the Institute for Supply Management. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.